It's already been a full morning for Wade Nichols, and the day's just getting started. A tornado struck the Timberline West Apartments in Bessemer, where he's the operations manager. He walks up a soggy, grassy hill strewn with limbs, pine cones, and the occasional shingle.
I was out here last night, and we couldn't get back in this area here because all the power lines are still live. So this is the first chance actually seeing this.
What do you think?
That's crazy. That's depressing.
Planks of wood litter the parking lot. A fallen tree engulfs a couple of cars. Windows and roofs are blown away, and confetti of insulation coats everything. Nichols pulls out his phone to take pictures. As he walks around, he greets residents.
Well, y'all are back early this morning.
Offers safety advice.
Y'all just be careful walking through. We'd prefer everybody.
It is continually interrupted by his phone.
This is Wade.
Nichols' big priority right now is finding shelter nearby for residents who need it, because local officials won't let them stay here. A police officer is already stretching yellow tape across the entrance to one building. That evacuation order doesn't sit well with Tammy Young.
My windows bursted out in my bedroom and stuff, so that's why I'm not wanting to leave. I'm kind of, it's too easy to access, so I'm going to kind of stay around here.
Young is thankful she made it through, riding out the storm in the bathtub of her apartment with her dog. She stands on her front porch and smokes a cigarette. She can't think too far ahead.
I don't know what we're going to do now. One day at a time.
For all the confusion mixed with relief, the apartment complex got off comparatively easy. The manager says he hasn't heard of any injuries. Many buildings are still standing. That's not the case everywhere. A twister destroyed a fire station in the town of Kimberly. Two people died when a tornado struck a mobile home park in Limestone County. In Tuscaloosa, a University of Alabama swimmer died when a retaining wall collapsed on him, and the storms brought as much as 4 inches of rain, prompting localized flooding. Mike Hancock sets up additional folding chairs by the registration table just past the entrance to the Bessemer Civic Center. Right now, it's a Red Cross shelter, and Hancock is the assistant shelter manager. Across the entryway is a table of bottled water, snacks, and fruit. A few people walk in and out through the automatic sliding doors, usually heading outside to talk on the phone. Hancock says there's been a steady stream of people so far, and they expect things to get busier, especially with more severe weather on the way.
So we will probably be pretty close to capacity if we don't have to even actually open another shelter.
With Alabama experiencing this 1-2 punch of severe weather, it's hard not to think about the massive tornado outbreak of April 27, 2011. The 3-year anniversary was this past weekend. Hancock says that experience has made Alabamians more aware and better prepared for severe weather. And for him, well, those tornadoes are why he's even here.
I took a week off of work and used my vacation days and just went to work and did what I could.
The 2011 tornadoes sparked an interest in emergency response. Hancock became a volunteer firefighter, took disaster response classes, volunteered with the Red Cross. All valuable skills as Alabama contends with its latest round of severe weather. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.